Finally, we listen to a cross-pollination of musical ideas from Beijing and Berlin. The performers are going to hear are Chinese, their producer is German, and the style they're working in is industrial music. The world's Marco Werman has today's global hit.
Here's how the All Music Guide defines industrial music: a blend of avant-garde electronics experiments and punk provocation. Here's another line from the same source: the most abrasive and aggressive fusion of rock and electronic music. Okay, ready for an illustration? This is what industrial music from Beijing sounds like. It just keeps screaming at you louder and louder until it decides to abate. This is the Chinese duo White. Shou Wang is the male member of White. He's tuned into the New York noise scene, bands like Sonic Youth. Shengyi is the female half of the duo. Shengyi gets her influences from European industrial music, like the German group Einstürzende Neubauten. Blixe Bargeld produced White's first U.S. release. He was ideal for the project. Bargeld was the founder of Einstürzende Neubauten and essentially the inventor of industrial music. And he had instant fans in the two members of White.
I was formally introduced first to Shengyi, and she has a Neubauten tattoo on her hand. So that is, she was very, very happy to meet me.
I think this is really, for us, it's really amazing experience.
That's Shengyi.
We both influenced, really deeply influenced by Einstürzende Neubauten, so also can get chance to like be produced by Blixe, so we learned a lot.
Blixe is married to a Chinese woman. He'd spent a lot of time in Beijing in the 90s, and he saw a city whose culture, like that of Berlin in the 70s, was growing rapidly. That got him trolling the small clubs in Beijing, where a few avant-garde musicians found their audiences. Finally, Blixe held an informal audition.
I did rent a recording studio in Beijing, and a leftover recording studio from, I think, the times of the Japanese occupation. It was, I believe, an old Japanese radio station. And in there, I did a week of recordings with these three different bands, and it turned out that the only thing that I really liked was White.
Blixe Bargeld and White worked well together. Shengyi says her group didn't come up with the concept of industrial music, but they gave it something Blixe hadn't heard before.
The root is not from us, but we can have like some influence from the land, like the environment we are growing up. Like for example, in Beijing, I think it's quite an industrial city. So this is kind of feeling influenced wide.
And it was that connection, that punk provocation, that turned on Blixe Bargeld.
I don't want to use the word punk, but it is not so much a style as an artistical decision. It is more that what you do comes out of your life situation.
Here's an example of that life situation, a riff on the new Chinese capitalism. This is one of White's shorter tracks, a sort of industrial music jingle. It's called Beijing Beer.
Beijing 啤酒.
北京人自己的啤酒.
This is the kind of music, if you will, a lot of people in China never hear and never will hear. Again, producer Blixe Bargeld.
White is, in that sense, not a group, and they don't have another album out. They are happy if they get this album out, and they only get it out because I helped them doing it. There are no record companies in China. There is only the state record company, and there's a huge underground, but there is no infrastructure.
And as for Shengyi and Shou Wang, they just want to get a few people in China to think differently about music.
I never think like White can get some fame, this kind of thing, but I really want to say like White can influence some people and encourage them to play some kind of music.
For the world, I'm Marco Werman.
Music from the Chinese duo White wraps up our program today. We're online 24/7 at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the American Pain Foundation's efforts to help the more than 76 million Americans living with pain to speak up, speak out, and take action for better pain care. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.